USA News. I'm Corey Myers. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis ending his campaign for the White House and endorsing former President Trump. DeSantis posted a video on X yesterday with his decision. Former Republican National Chairman Michael Steele thinks DeSantis made the right move.
And it sets Ron DeSantis up in two ways. One, he honored his word. I'm endorsing the putative nominee of the party. And number two, it sets him up for 2028.
It now comes down to either Trump or former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley as to who gets the GOP nod. The New Hampshire primary is tomorrow. If you don't like the weather, just wait a minute. True to the old saying, freezing temps should be moving out of a good chunk of the country, and above average warmth will blanket the U.S. Melting snow plus rain in the forecast makes flooding likely in parts of the West Coast, the South, and the Ohio Valley. Don't expect Hamas to release any more hostages. The Palestinian group presented Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu with a proposal. Leave Hamas in power in the Gaza Strip and take all Israelis with you. Netanyahu wouldn't even entertain that idea and was very adamant that Israel will stay and fight. The two have been fighting since October, and each side vows to take the other out. Three members of an air ambulance crew lost their lives in a helicopter crash near Weatherford, Oklahoma over the weekend. That crash happened after the control center lost contact with the air evac life team helicopter crew shortly before 11:30 p.m. That crew returning to their base located 70 miles west of Oklahoma City after completing a patient care transport to the Capitol. This is USA News.
Progressive presents Flo and JB announcing a monster truck rally.
And here comes the obliterator.
Whoa, and he's up on two wheels. That can't be safe.
Oh, I don't recommend flipping your car backwards.
Did he even check his blind spot?
And the car's on fire.
I definitely don't recommend that.
This is one of my recurring nightmares.
Progressive is all about keeping it safe, so bundle your home and auto for 24/7 protection. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Coverage not provided for monster trucks. Not available in all states.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
We've all heard that eating dark chocolate is good for you. Well, now scientists believe that it could reduce the risk of high blood pressure. Apparently, a new study in the journal Nature Scientific reports that the dark chocolate may also decrease the risk of blood clotting. While an exact cause couldn't be determined, experts say those findings may warrant further research in defending against cardiovascular diseases. It's almost here, the 96th Annual Academy Awards. You can find out tomorrow morning if your favorite movie is nominated. The nominations will be announced by the Joker's Zazie Beetz and The Boys' Jack Quaid. The Oscars handed out on March 10th on ABC. Jimmy Kimmel, once again, will host. Adam Harrison, one of three sons of reality TV show Pawn Stars celebrity Rick Harrison, has died in Las Vegas. He was 39. A family spokesperson confirmed Adam Harrison died Friday, saying his death was from a suspected drug overdose. Adam Harrison was not featured on the show Pawn Stars. The show does feature Harrison's oldest son, Corey. Mary Weiss, the lead singer of the 1960s pop group The Shangri-Las, whose hits included Leader of the Pack, has died. She was 75. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.